Well, today we have a guest who is not any stranger to the microphones here on Palmetto Mornings. It is Lonnie Harvey. So welcome in, Lonnie.
Well, thank you.
And Lonnie, you are a part of the Rock Hill branch of the NAACP.
Yes.
You're very busy. You co-chair the Freedom Fund Committee, mm-hmm. as well as you chair the Education Committee. And you're here to talk a little bit about that Freedom Fund banquet right. that is coming up as part of the NAACP. So welcome in.
Well, thank you.
I hope I nailed that. That's a lot of titles.
Yeah, absolutely. I co-chair the Freedom Fund Banquet Committee with Carol Harvey. And although we're not related, we get sometimes
that's
mistaken
right.
for brother and sister, husband and wife.
Yes.
I just usually say, well, that's my sister.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, and kudos to her as well. So yeah. I know that this Freedom Fund Banquet is coming up here in the next mm-hmm. couple of weeks. Talk to us about what it is.
Freedom Fund is something that almost all NAACP branches have as a fundraiser. The idea is to bring in a speaker who is well-tuned with what's happening either in the local community, state, or national, and along with a great meal. Even though people don't go to banquets for the food, if the food is bad, you'll hear about it.
Mm,
you'll hear about it for sure.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we've been very fortunate. We've never had any bad cooks. But this year, we're very honored to have Congressman Benny Thompson. Mm. He's the representative of the 13th District in Mississippi. He is probably most noted because he chaired the January 6th subcommittee for Congress, and he's a bit of a fireball. He looks at all perspectives. He'll be able to talk about what's happening in the nation with, as we see a lot of discord and discontent,
unrest.
Mm-hmm. Unrest here. So he'll be able to speak to that, just as almost every representative is. But he'll also be able to talk about, you know, some of the things that he sees, you know, from a distance in our state, comparing to what happens in Mississippi. And for years, one of the things that I always heard was, you know, particularly in education, was thank God for Alabama and Mississippi, because all three of us were low in scores in education. So, you know, hopefully he'll be able to talk to that, because we have all four school districts in your county that have new superintendents.
Well, three of the four.
Three.
Yeah, three of the four. All of them except for Clover.
Except for
yes,
Clover.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we want to keep her.
Yeah.
Yes, but, and it's great. But and you bring up a great point there. It's good to see those different perspectives from somebody who is maybe from the outside.
Yes.
I think that's huge.
Yes.
Why are events like this so important, not only for the NAACP? You said mm-hmm. that they are happening, you know, in all branches of the NAACP. Mm-hmm. But why are events like this important for the Rock Hill community?
It's important because it helps generate interest and allows us to get out the message. Like any national organization, there's a message that comes from the top and it sort of filters down. And this is your time is the theme, and the message comes down, and it's about what's happening nationally and what's happening local, because all politics are local. Mm-hmm. And it's like there seems to be a rollback of rights. Mm-hmm. The NAACP was instrumental in the passing of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Voting Rights Act of 1965, Housing Act of 1968, NAACP legal fund is what argued before the Supreme Court with Thurgood Marshall that brought about the desegregation mm-hmm. And ultimately integration of the school systems. Mm-hmm. And like most things, you know, that happened in 1956, I believe. South Carolina didn't integrate until 1970. So it really lagged and other things. But we stand up for people who tend to be unrepresentative. Now, a lot of people think that the NAACP is for, you know, black citizens only. That's not the case. The NAACP was formed by a group of people following the Niagara Movement in 1909. And that group consisted of a majority of white people.
And the Rock Hill branch also has white members.
Oh, yes. Yes, many. We do. And very active. One that really stands out is Mac Bailey. Mm-hmm. And I've known Mac for, almost 40 years. We worked together at Celanese. Mm-hmm. And he's extremely active.
He's another firecracker, yeah, isn't he?
He sure is. I mean, he's as sharp as a tack, and because he's an engineer, he's a very attention to detail, where I'm sort of lagging that space. I'm more the
chill.
The outside of suggestion and facilitator.
Well, Lonnie, that brings up a good point. I know that the NAACP is always looking for new members. What
Absolutely.
Do people need to do if they maybe can't attend the banquet? We're going to get mm-hmm. to those details in a second. But maybe if they can't attend the banquet, but think that this is an mm-hmm. organization that they might want to be a part of.
Yes. Well, we have a mailbox which is post. My goodness.
Or do you have a website or social media that you can go to?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay, great.
That people can go to.
Okay.
If they want tickets, they can go there and get them online. If you want to purchase them without having to pay the fee uh-huh. that you paid online, you can call me.
Okay.
At area code 803-493-0001. Anytime after 1 o'clock today.
Got it. And where is the event taking place, Lonnie?
The event will take place at the Gateway Center in Richburg.
Okay.
So it's a great facility, and it's just a 10-minute drive from here.
And it's going to take place on June the 28th.
June 28th.
And what time's it kickoff?
5 o'clock is a reception for sponsors.
Okay.
And we have a number of sponsors.
We'll
always take more. And the banquet will start at 6 o'clock.
All right. So that Freedom Fund banquet, mm-hmm. which is a part of the Rock Hill branch of the NAACP, is going to take place on June the 28th at 5 o'clock for sponsors. And then the banquet kicks off at
6 o'clock.
All right.
Tickets can be purchased for $65.
Okay.
And all I have to do is call me or go online.
Sounds good. Well, thank you, Lonnie, for being here. It's always a pleasure.